Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish. Good morning, Cure. Well, as good as Monday morning could get. Yeah, it's a little wet, cold, and sloppy, and I'll let you leave that one to the imagination. I'm conversing about the winter wonderland out there. Yikes! My poor car is still sitting on the other side of town. I'm just waiting on CDOT to move their asses and bust a move on cleaning these streets, because I don't want to bust my ass. No, but please, do drive safe. If you're streaming the show and you're in your car, make sure you're taking it extra careful this morning on those roads. If you're at home, thanks for kicking it with me this morning. And if you're at work, help turn me up, however you're spending the day with me. I thank you. Just a quick reminder that the Q-Up will be moving its time slot to Saturdays at 10:30. Yeah, that's right. We're moving to Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, so make sure you put that in your calendar. Don't worry, you'll still have all the great entertainment, you'll still have all the awesome music, and of course I ain't going nowhere, so you still got me, but we're just moving the show to Saturdays at 10:30, just opening up a time slot where people will have a little bit more time to listen, as opposed to the weekdays, because we know how busy everybody is. So make sure you mark that down this Saturday at 10:30, starting that time slot, and we will have Josiah Leon. He will be our artist showcase this Saturday, and you need to tune in for this young man. He is amazing. He does it all. He can sing. He can play the guitar. He can sing. He can play the piano. He can sing. Oh, did I mention he can sing? I mean, he can really sing. So, at any rate, make sure you tune in for that at 10:30 a.m. right here on the Q-Up. We're kicking the show off with this extremely multi-talented young musician who has honored the Q-Up with an artist showcase. Here is Josiah Leon with Shadow right here on the Q-Up. Tyler Noel right here on the queue up with Tell It to My Heart. How you guys doing this cold and frosty Monday morning? Are you guys headed to work? Are you playing hooky? I'm actually inside where it's nice and warm and plan to keep it that way. How was your weekend? I had a great weekend. I got to go see my friend Frankie, who had his retirement party from the military. So I went to see him and had a great time. Got to meet a lot of people, met a lot of cool band members. So hopefully we'll be bringing a lot of that talent here to the show in the next couple of months. So stay tuned for those announcements. But yeah, it was a great weekend up until my car decided to stall out on Wadsworth. I mean, the roads were so bad. By the time I was leaving the party, the highway was whited out. It's a miracle that I made it. And I had some nice guy come up behind me, try to dig me out. Didn't work, so he gave me a little push with his truck and followed me to a safe spot to park my car and then took me home. So, hey, don't let anyone tell you there are not any good, decent people out there, because they still exist. Few and far between, but they are still out there. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a flash on the Queue Up with some morning news and some more great music. You're tuned in to the Queue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back. Commercial Lending Corporation is a Colorado corporation, a nationwide wholesale lender since 1997 with an A+ rating as a Better Business Bureau accredited member. We serve the commercial real estate industry, and you can turn to us for loans from $100,000 to $50 million. We can access any money source in the nation, so we can find the program that works best for you. Our underwriters average 30-plus years of experience, meaning we won't waste time getting to your bottom line.
I could go back to school on the traditional route. Lots of people do. I mean, lots. But they aren't me. I want classes I control, not lectures I have to sit through. I'm not out to land some job. I want a career. I know I don't want that. I'm not afraid to go my own way. And it looks like I'm not alone.
CTU, the new direction of online education. Are you in?
Hey, get up there, sleepyhead. Get your ass out of bed. It's time for work. Maybe this will help you. Here's Bobby Duran with some black coffee right here on the queue up.
Sound. not your papa.
Love right here on the queue up. So as the crisis in the Middle East intensifies, Homeland Security, in particular Jeff Johnson, who is the chief of Homeland Security, warns mall shoppers to be vigilant after a video was released last week by a Somali militant group member threatening a terror attack on Malls of America in Minnesota and prompting and urging other militants to act aggressively towards other malls as well. Jeff Johnson announced on Meet the Press. He said that we're in a new phase of global terror involving core al-Qaeda groups, with ISIL, ISIS being the most prominent example. We're studying this group in a couple classes I'm taking down at CCD, and these guys are on the move. So as much as we do need to stay vigilant, you cannot live your life. You know, you can't not go to the mall. You got to go to the mall and get that bag. You know you're going to the mall to get that bag. Ain't no terrorist going to stop you from getting that bag on clearance. So as we're remaining vigilant, just remind yourself, do I really need that bag? Just make sure. The Colorado Springs NAACP office was said not to be a target of the January bombing that took place a couple months ago, the feds say. Thaddeus Murphy, 44, was arrested last Thursday on suspicion of arson and being a felon in possession of firearms. Apparently, he had to declare bankruptcy and was attempting to get past tax records from an accountant who prepared them for him at the NAACP. Unbeknownst to Mr. Murphy, that accountant had died months prior. It's probably why he wasn't getting a response. He took it upon himself anyways to do what he did. So he spends a nice amount of time behind bars. Get these crazy people off the streets. So apparently, some teens had not just a good old time, they had an out-of-world experience over the weekend. 11 students from Westland University in Middleton, Connecticut, were rushed to the hospital after an apparent bad batch of Molly was dispersed. School officials said Sunday the overdose symptoms seemed to point to the drug. Okay, first of all, who goes to school on Sunday? And secondly, who in the hell is popping drugs on Sunday? I mean, even the Lord took a day off. So no other information has been given about their conditions or has been released. So who caught the Oscars last night? What did you guys think? Did you think they were mind-numbingly boring like Google did? I'm partial. You know, I'm more of a music awards type of person. So it was kind of hard to sit through 4 hours of that last night, but you know, it was mildly entertaining. So here are my 5 minutes of highlights from last night's Oscars. Neil Patrick Harris gave an awesome performance at the beginning of the show. A little long, but Neil is so animated and just so in control of his performances that he can't go wrong. I thought he did a really good job opening up the show. I was really thrilled with J.K. Simmons' win for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama for Whiplash. I hadn't even heard of the movie, let alone seen it, but I followed him. If you don't know who he is, he's the guy from the State Farm commercials, but he won for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama, and I used to actually watch him on Oz when that show was on Showtime. So congratulations to J.K. Simmons, who picked up Best Supporting Actor in a Drama, as did Patricia Arquette, who picked up Best Supporting Actress in a Drama for About a Boy. Patricia Arquette has been around for quite a while, a very established actress, and she gave quite a riveting speech pertaining to equality for women. for all women. Jennifer Hudson, as always, gave an amazing performance. She looked incredible. Meryl Streep came out and did the in-memory collage of everyone that passed over the year. I really loved this segment. This one, however, was a little long. I'm not going to lie, it was a little long. I was like, is the whole population in this collage? But it was very nice tribute, and Meryl looked great. My question is, these actresses like Naomi Watts and Nicole Kidman, they haven't been in movies for years and they're still presenting awards. How does this happen? I mean, how does a person get invited to present awards? That's a really good question. And Channing Tatum, he still bugs me. I don't know why, what it is, he just bugs me. Ben Affleck was looking smug as usual. I thought Reese Witherspoon looked pretty dynamic. Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm in arms about her. I mean, first of all, what was her last movie? She reminds me of this. Gwyneth Paltrow is, I swear, she's an awards groupie. She's at every award show, single. And Lord only knows, she's probably sitting at the bar waiting for Jack Nicholson to pass by or something. I don't know. Tim McGraw, his performance? Boring. Oh, Tim. And I know you're a wonderful performer, but that performance, it killed me. It killed my ears. It hurt my ears. I was so thrilled with the outcome of Common and John Legend. Their performance was spectacular. There was not a dry eye in the house. And I was really excited that they walked away with the statue for their song. Amazing, amazing performance. Hands down, the best performance of the night. Overall, it was a great show. Really enjoyed it. Probably would have been better to be there. But I actually sat through all 4 hours, so I'm very proud of myself. And that is my just a few minutes of highlights during the Oscars show. Hopefully you watched it and you enjoyed it as well. We'll be right back with more music on the Cue Up. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to the Cue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Tyler, have you tried these Doritos Loaded yet?
What? I haven't even seen these before.
Well?
What do you think?
The nacho cheese snack for the bowl. Doritos Loaded. Get them at 7-Eleven and only 7-Eleven.
Barbara just bought a bike. She wrote a tweet about it. You can't learn much from that. But take data from millions of tweets, combine that with your company's supply chain and sales data, apply IBM analytics and expertise, and all of a sudden you can learn which bikes to build, what to make them from, where to sell them. Because Barbara in the world just told you how to build a better bike. There's a new way to work, and it's made with IBM.
There is only one true rule of the road. One good turn deserves another. Slowing down. A neighborly turn signal. The my bad. These are the things that hold a community together. This common courtesy should start long before the morning gridlock, beginning with the car you choose and the people who help you choose it. In slowing down and asking the right questions. In knowledge and experience and trust. In remembering that at the end of the day, we're all just people trying to get somewhere. Courtesy Ford. Being nice is contagious.
Hi, this is Dax Dish with your Denver Weekly Calendar of Events. The Denver Nuggets take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight at the Pepsi Center, starting at 7 o'clock. Go to SeatGeek.com for seating and ticket info. Alternative country duo The Lonesome Heroes round them up on stage at the Walnut Room. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, visit SongKick.com for ticket purchase. The Southern Rock Jam Band Government Mule will perform the Ogden Theater tomorrow night beginning at 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available at EventBull.com. Forbidden Broadway, Alive and Kicking, the musical, takes over the Garner Galleria Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. Visit TicketNetwork.com to RSVP. The Colorado RV Sports Boat and Travel Show comes to the National Western Stocks this Thursday. I'm Dax Dish, and that's your weekly calendar of events. Now back to more music on the Cue Up right here on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Here's Philly K on the Cue Up with Lights.
That hair that I can see.
Nevada, that was Neo Eclectic, Whitney Meyer, with Orange Sky. I love that song. I've been hounding her on Facebook to come on the show. And she hasn't responded. She has acknowledged a post that I made, but she hasn't said whether she'd be on or not. But we'll keep knocking on that door. Before her, that was Rumors Follow from Denver with Flavor. And leading the pack was Philly K with Lights. So I'm really, really intrigued by this whole Bobby Brown, Christina Brown saga. Apparently the saga is still unfolding. So what's happening is we really don't know what condition Bobby Christina is. I mean, she could be 6 feet under for all we know. We just really don't know. Everything is so vague. The news articles are so vague. Bobby Brown is so vague. But apparently as of this morning, Nick Gordon, who is Bobby Christina's fiance, tweeted out to Bobby Brown saying that he loves Bobby and confessing his undying love for Bobby Christina, and that she's going to hate her father when she wakes up out of her coma because he clearly is not letting Nick Gordon see his daughter Christina Brown. With good reason. Brown is not allowing Nick to see Bobby Christina, as he has been the focus of the investigation, and Bobby Brown's lawyer, Chris Brown, says that Nick Gordon has refused to cooperate by coming clean with the events that led to the medical emergency. So, I mean, can you blame Bobby Brown? His daughter is on the verge of death, and his daughter's supposed fiance is not coming clean with any information. Yeah, that's a little sketchy. Seems a little sketchy. As Bobby Brown had stated, there really was no reason to talk to him anymore about hospital visits. Absolutely. As much as I despise Bobby Brown, I think that's the best decision that he made. So we'll continue to follow the story as it unravels and figure out what's going on in this mess of a situation. We're going to go to break, and we're coming right back with more music, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to The Q-Up, right here on blogtalkradio.com, with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
The real question that needs to be asked, as well as answered, is what is it that we can do that is unique, that is impactful?
When Bray was 11 months old, he was fitted for his first pair of prostheses.
We are going to empower every individual and every organization to do more and achieve more.
We'd use Microsoft technology to analyze Braylon's gait mechanics.
It's this process of continuous renewal, of showing courage in the face of reality.
I think the technology has changed Braylon's life by opening up the world for him.
Showing that courage in the face of opportunity.
In the High Plains town of Holt, Colorado, families are tested. Some families arrive suddenly, their secrets close behind. Some families see the end coming and struggle to make peace with the past. But best of all, some families are made out of neighbors, traditions, and faith. Benediction is the final chapter of Kent Hariff's remarkable trilogy, a story the Denver Post calls extraordinary. See it at the Space Theater January 30th through March 1st. Visit denvercenter.org for tickets to the world premiere of Benediction.
Thanks for hanging out with me this Monday. I know you don't have anything better to do anyway. Here's something underground with We Are One, right here on The Q-Up.
one day can have a big house and a beautiful girl to come home to. A success and just give it to you. So you gotta go out and get it for yourself. And I'm just chilling in the moment, living for every second. Cause God only knows that I've got one left to live. So I gotta live it right, welcome to my life. And I'm just loving every moment that I'm capturing. And it's a beautiful life, I'm taking it easy. Just taking it easy, baby. And this is what I call the good life. So welcome to my world. You just gotta make your dreams a reality. And that's just the way that my mind works, baby. Cause I got a positive mind and that's all I need to set my life at ease. And I feel like I'm sitting on top of the world with a view from here. And I'm just loving every moment that I'm capturing. And it's beautiful life, I'm taking it easy. Just taking it easy, baby. And this is what I call a good life. So welcome to my world. Just take it easy. La di da da da, la di da da, da 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 di da. La di da di da da. Capturing and this beautiful life, just taking it easy. Just take it easy, baby.
Aw, what a cute song. That was Kyle Coy with Beautiful. If that doesn't get him, I don't know what will. Here's Jay Hunter on the Cue Up with Call on Me.
Yeah. got mine too. I've got mine. I've got mine.
My boys, the Host Club, right out of Denver, with Reasons. Before that, that was Jay Hunter with Call on Me. And kicking off that trio was Kyle Coy with Beautiful. I want to thank you, Q-ers, for tuning in to another episode of The Q-Up with me, your host, Dax Dish. As a reminder, the show moves to Saturday, beginning this Saturday, the 28th, and we will have our very special guest, Josiah Leon, on the show, sharing his music and incredible talent. So make sure you tune in for that at 10:30. We're leaving you now with Breathe Slowly from Sammy G. Have an awesome day, Q-ers.
That's the problem with this goodbye.